Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. Sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We have a very special guest on the show today. His name is Burke Bear. He's the author of Burke on the Farm. He's a 14-year-old author, speaker, and organic farmer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's our pleasure. We have seen you online and been watching what you've been doing, and you decided to really bring awareness to what's in the food supply. What motivated you to do that?
Well, one of the first things that really pointed me to learning about what was in our food was around the age of 8, I came across an article that stated simply that mercury was found in high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I knew what mercury was from third grade science and knew that it was a heavy metal that could kill you. But I had no clue what this high fructose corn syrup stuff was. So my first thought was, go ask mom. And she thinks for a second, and the only thing she can tell me it was in was in soda. But that was really the thing that light bulb popped above my head and said, wait a minute, why is something that can kill us in our food that if most Americans don't drink every day, at least once a week?
Yeah.
And from there, I started reading ingredients labels and trying to avoid high fructose corn syrup, finding out that high fructose corn syrup wasn't everything, not just soda. And just from there, finding other ingredients that sounded more like periodic elements than things that should be in our food. And I started researching more and led on to things like me learning about GMOs, pesticides and herbicides and chemical fertilizers. And, the list just goes on and on.
Well, what's interesting about that is when we talk to people in the media, there are a lot of media people who think that kids who are environmentalists are somehow pushed on or brainwashed by their parents. But it looks like this was research that you did, that you found out about yourself.
Definitely. Ever since the YouTube video was put up, I've had people saying, this is the kids' parents that are pushing him to do this sort of stuff. But it was really me who brainwashed my parents. When I started learning about organic foods and all this sort of stuff and how bad the industrial type of farming was, I eventually came to a point where I had to have pretty much a family meeting with my parents. And I said to them, after all these things I've been learning about how our food's been produced, the only way that we can eat healthy and avoid all this bad stuff that's junk or that's going to hurt us somehow, whether it's cancer or some type of health effect, is we have to eat organic, local, and buy from our farmers. And my dad has the common sense thing of it. He goes, oh, well, that's too expensive. The common reply to most things about organic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where I came up with my quote is where you can either pay the farmer or you can pay the hospital. Is I first used it on my parents. And from there, my mom and dad sort of looked at each other. And they said, this kid has a point. And they ended up, after the next 3 days after that little meeting, I forwarded my mom like 20 or some odd articles of different things that are in our food that quite prevalent. And she ended up researching more and, said, this could be right. We've got to start to switch.
So you basically did a food intervention on your parents.
Pretty much, yeah. kind of funny we really need to switch. And after that, we chose a food group. We were like, okay, let's start with dairy. And then after that, we're going to do meat and then grains and then vegetables and sweets will be last or whatever. And we slowly switched food group. And I remember I was so excited after every grocery trip that once we started converting to organic, oh my gosh, 24% organic or 75% organic. And I remember one of the last trips, we're 99.999% organic. We're just one bottle of canola oil back of the cabinet.
Right.
Right. It was always, it was really a fun experience. And by that time we were homeschooling. So a lot of it counted for, for science. And, I got to do a lot of research. I really helped with my homeschooling at the time.
That's fantastic. So tell us about your book.
My book is called Burke on the Farm, A Boy's Search for Real Food. And the main reason why I wrote it and I had the idea to write it was because when I was little, when I was 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years old, And, you know, you ask your parents, oh, mommy, daddy, where does food come from? Their immediate reply, so yeah, it comes from a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the farm? And, you know, they go, oh, you know, where you see the red barns out in the country and cows grazing, or, you know, you might see a few tomato plants growing. But really, if you don't live in the Midwest, you don't know what a farm looks like.
You're
and
right.
So I wanted to tell the kids of this country and the world really what industrial farming is, and to look into the food system. And I think that it's such an important thing for kids to know where and what's in their food, where it comes from, because food's such an important thing. It's one of the things that we have to live with and survive if we don't eat it.
Right. Old MacDonald had a farm, not a processing plant.
Exactly. There's a difference between a farm and a processing plant, for sure. I've seen both. And if you show them the differences, you can definitely see them make informed decisions.
Do you think it's realistic that kids eat absolutely no processed foods in this day and age? Or do you think maybe they can just try to make the best choices that are out there?
I think that, you know, with kids, there's so much advertising and marketing out there
mm-hmm.
that to make a real informed decision, you have to teach them and let them learn about where their food comes from, whether it be hands-on by taking them to an organic farm and letting them see what type of food they're eating, or by, you know, showing them internet articles.
Burke Bayer is our guest. He's author of the book, Burke on the Farm. Burke, you're in a precarious position here where you're kind of spanking adults and bringing them back to where they should be, but you're also educating kids. How do you do so without coming across as preachy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one way that I try not to sound preachy is to say, you know, I used to be just as bad too. I used to go and eat McDonald's, if not once every week. I used to eat it at least 5 days a week and eat bad food all the time. But it just shows that if you can do the research and you know where your food comes from, that you can eventually start making informed decisions. You know, my family especially was a very, very conventional family. And we had, you know, so we would have sodas at the house and drink them at, you know, restaurants. And, you know, my mom thought she was healthy because she brought whole grain bread. But other than that, we were quite conventional eating. And so, you know, I say, you know, it was me too. I used to love Pop-Tarts and love Oreos and love this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've made the change, and so can you. And it's not that hard because there's an organic alternative to anything.
Moving forward, are you going to be a farmer as a profession?
That's my hope and dream, is to eventually become a farmer, because, you know, I've praised many farmers, from Joel Salatin to Hugh Lovell and another guy, Jeff Poppin, the Barefoot Farmer. There's just so many different farmers out there that I've learned from, and I've just seen the awesome things that they've done. And I just went from a point learning about all the things about the food system and going to farms and see how hard they work, that, you know, you got to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk.
Burke Bayer is our guest today. He's a 14-year-old author, speaker, and organic farmer. Where can people find your book, Burke on the Farm?
They can find it on my website, burkeonthefarm.com, and I have quite a few other speeches I've done. And also, there's quite a few local retailers and small bookstores around the U.S. that are selling my books.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Burke Bayer. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.